October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is. And inevitably, you will know someone with breast cancer. And this is Chick to Chick.
Laura, I feel like the older I have gotten, the more I have women around me who are getting breast cancer. And it's happened a lot lately, and it is very jarring. And I just know so many women are affected by this in so many different levels and in so many phases of their lives.
Well, you know what? Statistically, I'm not surprised to hear that. And I'm in the same boat. I know so many women who are either fighting breast cancer or fought it. I also know women who lost their battle, including my aunt. Statistically, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. So to hear you say that, I'm not surprised at all. Inevitably, you're going to find out that your mother, your grandmother, a wife, you know, your sister, a daughter, a niece, even your best friend, you will know someone with breast cancer.
Absolutely. And some of these women are remarkable because they find it in themselves, or maybe some would say it's a calling for them to go beyond their cancer diagnosis and really do something that affects and helps other people.
Our guest today is Lee Hirsch. She is the founder of the Feel Your Boobies Foundation. She also wrote a book called Say Something Big. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Flora. How are you?
Good. So glad you're joining us today. Lee, before we get into the book and the foundation, take us back to your breast cancer journey and when you found out you had breast cancer.
Sure. I was diagnosed in 2004. I was 33. Took a couple years to get the official diagnosis. So I found the lump maybe a couple years prior to that. And the doctors didn't notice it. So I was just moving back to the area from New York City and had my annual exam for the first time here. And it was the first time someone suggested getting a mammogram. And that turned into, you know, some subsequent testing that did show that it was stage one cancer.
And when you got that diagnosis, having never been through something like that, I can't even relate to that. What is that overwhelming feeling when you get a diagnosis like that?
Well, I mean, of course, when it's cancer, the first thing you think about is dying, you know, quite honestly. You can't really hear yet that it's early stage, or none of those things really register till you're a little bit further into it. And then things start to make sense and you realize, okay, this might be okay. But in the very beginning, it's just like all of those flashing thoughts of like, am I going to be here? I wasn't married at the time. I didn't have kids. So of course, some of those thoughts went through my mind of like, will that ever happen for me? You know, I was just trying to simplify my life. I just moved back to Central PA to sort of step out of my corporate grind career in New York City, where I was traveling all the time. And I was really trying to put a stake in the ground about how I wanted my life to be. And then that happened. And I thought, wow, just when I was trying to simplify, things got super duper complicated. So, you know, I think in the beginning, it's just that overwhelming feeling until you start to like be able to compartmentalize or put things in buckets and know kind of what you're dealing with. It takes a little time to get to that spot.
So your journey and your battle with breast cancer led to your foundation called Feel Your Boobies. What is the mission and the message behind your foundation?
So as you probably know, I started out just making t-shirts for fun. It was like a fun summer project when I was in chemo, because I would joke with my friends, like I have very small boobs. So I'd always say, you guys really have to feel your boobies. Like if I can get breast cancer, you can too. And then the t-shirts went viral and I had to kind of figure out what I was doing with that. But what I noticed was that women were wearing these t-shirts out to bars or to very casual situations. And it was creating a conversation among very young people about breast cancer. And those were conversations I never had. I never talked about that. And so watching someone say, feel your boobies, and think about the idea of feeling their boobies became something I really felt passionate about. And I felt like I had my own mission. And so little by little, that evolved into the foundation itself. And we expanded from just using t-shirts as a way to carry the message into other forms of media, using social media and traditional media to carry that message into the world.
Lee, I love the fact that your foundation is literally in action. It's a sentence. It's feel your boobies. And I think that's fantastic. It sort of takes a stigma away from women physically touching themselves to help take care of themselves. So having said that, talk to us a little bit more about the mission behind your foundation.
Sure. So our mission is to educate young women by reminding them to feel their boobies. So that's all we do, is find ways to put that simple message, as you say, that, you know, clear cut call to action, put it in places that a young woman will see it, and do it in ways that relate to them as a younger woman, right? So there's so many things out there that relate to older women. But for the younger population, your use of wording, where you place the message, the channels you use to spread your message are all really important for them to be willing to absorb it, right? So one of the things we focus on is this idea of peer-to-peer messaging. So instead of feeling like you're getting a message from your mom or your doctor, you're getting a message perhaps because somebody shared one of our Facebook posts that was designed to be compelling and provocative, and you share it maybe because it was funny, but you then become the champion of spreading the message. You're reminding your friends to feel their boobies. And so that's really the philosophy behind everything we do, is that simple idea, and through that, creating impact and education for that under 40 population.
Mm. And so now you're on to the next big thing. You've written a book called Say Something Big, Stories of Little Lumps Inspiring Big Changes. What's the book about, Lee, and why did you feel the need to write this book?
Well, the book, you know, I started out by wanting to just maybe write a little bit about my story and how it changed my life, basically, that breast cancer helped me clarify my own path and simplify my path and brought to me a sense of passion that I never had before about my job. But in doing that and starting to write about it, I kept being reminded of these other women that I had met who I felt had a very similar experience, that coming out of breast cancer, they had made a fairly big change in their life, and they did it by using their gifts or their background or the things that they cared about before breast cancer, and they applied it in a new way that gave back to the community or however they felt was inspiring to them. And so I decided to include 5 young survivors in my book, all of whom felt their own lumps. And, you know, our stories on the surface sound really similar, but as I dug into each woman's story at different phases, their dark days were different than mine. How they dealt with chemo was different than mine. Their choices about their surgery was different than mine. Some of us had kids, some of us didn't. And so we navigated our family lives differently. And so I feel like someone will relate to each of those women at different points because of how their lives are going. But coming out of it, they all had some common traits that allowed them to make a big change that was compiled of lots of small steps along the way. And so I'm hoping that the book helps newly diagnosed women who are feeling like they're in a really dark and overwhelmed space to see that there is a path that might look a lot different coming out of breast cancer.
What an inspiring piece of material to give to somebody. I feel like oftentimes, you know, you're given the what to do when, and this is how you handle this, and what do you do in the middle of it all. The fact that you're able to draw upon stories that are, you know, during experience, like you just said, but also post, you know, women, I think, need to get themselves back. They need to find themselves again after they've gone through something like this. And mm-hmm. I just think that this is such a fantastic idea. So kudos to you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, one of the parts of the tagline says, feel your boobies, find your voice. I also heard from every single woman, they really felt like more of a whole person, that they were in touch with their voice and they were in touch with the ways that they wanted to live their lives. And that helps guide them every day about the decisions they make. And it became easier to shed that noise and all the stuff that we all struggle with. And I still struggle with it too. But I think when you have a clarifying experience or something so life-changing like breast cancer, what I saw is that it created this conviction in them that I want to live my life in this way. And I'm uncompromising about that. I'm not going to let someone get in the way of this path that I've chosen now.
Lee, you have a virtual book launch coming up. When is it? Where can people get involved where they can actually view the book launch? And if somebody wants a copy of your book, how can they get that?
Sure. So the foundation is hosting a book launch party, a virtual book launch event to celebrate the book being ready. That's on October 21st. It's a virtual event. You can register for the event through the Feel Your Boobies website at feelyourboobies.com. We have various registration levels. One is that you can register for $35 and you get a signed book for yourself. Then there's a buy one, give one option where you purchase registration for $70 and you get a book for yourself. And then we'll be gifting one book to the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center for a newly diagnosed survivor. And then there's some other fun options as well as a free registration option too. But you will then receive a link where you can join online to watch the program. It's about an hour long and it's made up of both produced and live segments, and it includes auction items and other fun stuff too.
This is so exciting. This is so fantastic. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Lee. Congratulations on the book, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Flora. Thanks, Carrie.
Again, the name of the book, Say Something Big, Stories of Little Lumps Inspiring Big Changes. That virtual book launch is coming up on October 21st. And I just love these stories. And I really love Lee's story that they take a tragedy and they turn it into triumph for themselves and to help other women. You got to love that.
I do love it. And I actually want to get the book for two women in my life who I think will be inspired by it while they're, you know, in the middle of their fight. And we hope today our podcast brought you a little inspiration and a little cheer. We always appreciate you being with us. If ever you have a comment or a question or anything, you can always find us at chicktochick.com. Just click on contact and you can chirp with us about something you want to hear about. So until we are back again to chirp about another topic.